How about butter beans? You know what they are?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
What's another name?
Lima beans.
Do they look the same or is there a
difference? I think they look the same.
Do you like to eat those?
Yeah, I like lima beans.
Is that what you would normally call them? What other greens do you know? You mentioned lettuce and cabbage. What other kinds of greens are you familiar with?
I don't know.
How about the types of turnips? And you cook them and make a mess of?
Turnip heads? I don't know.
What do you call, you have mustard, what?
Greens?
Yeah. You have two boys and three girls. You have five children. Have you ever heard of anybody speak of children in another way?
No.
How do you measure cattle? You know, you say he's got so many what if cattle.
Head.
Have you ever heard children?
Yeah, count heads.
Do you ever use that?
I mean, like, say a head of children? No.
If you had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a what of children?
Group.
Have you ever heard the word passel?
No.
When you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears is the
husk.
And you say, okay, I've got all this corn here and I want to eat it, so I've got to what it?
Cook it?
Before you cook it, you want to get this stuff off it.
Shell it? Did you say that for corn?
When you're taking the husk off it?
I don't know.
What is the kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. How about other ways you know of to fix corn?
That's all I know of. You mean when it's on, it's still on the cob?
No.
Well, just cook it in water. Boil it.
Oh, when it's on the cob?
No. Like, you know, like canned corn.
The thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk?
I don't know.
What do you call these things that... If you have curtains and you have drawbacks on the curtains, things that hold the curtains back, and they might have a little stringy thing that hangs down. What'd you call that?
Just string.
What might you have? You remember those loafers that used to be real popular several years ago? They weren't penny loafers, they were...
I don't know, that's what I was going to say.
Those things that are on them?
I don't know.
How would you describe a tassel?
Oh, just, you know, little strings.
Where do you see them?
Pillows, loafers, curtains.
Would you say that word?
What? Curtains? Tassel?
The stringy stuff that comes at the end of the corn shucks and that you have to brush off the ear when you take the shucks off?
I don't know what that's called.
What is the fruit that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
And the kind of small, yellow, crook-necked vegetable?
Oh, squash.
What about if you let a squash dry? What do you call it then?
Dried squash.
What kinds of melons do you like to eat?
Watermelon.
What's that kind that's got yellow meat in it?
Cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. What about, there's one more, it's kind of greenish on the inside.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know another name for cantaloupe? You ever heard anybody say anything? What springs up in the woods and fields after a rain? It's umbrella shaped.
Mushrooms.
And what do you call the ones that are poisonous to eat?
I don't know.
How about another? Do you know another word for mushroom?
Yeah, but I can't think of what it is. Toadstool.
If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you might say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow it.
What do people smoke?
Cigarettes.
And?
Pipes. Cigars.
There were a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano.
Singing. Yeah.